Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
We're going to remind ourselves of those simple things, the simplest things that make us the happiest. Maybe try to knock some of those out this weekend. Might want to grab your garden gnomes and pandemic tax scams to look out for. There are quite a few. It is Friday, the 16th of April of 2021. We're Jeff and Jen, and here's your news that didn't make the news on Cincinnati's Q102. All right, during this past year, if you found yourself in the position of needing little things to make yourself happy, even just to get you through the day, because, you know, I don't currently have the money to go to Bermuda, so I'm going to have to find something a little more attainable, something easier, something a little less expensive, something maybe right here in front of me. A new survey asked people, what simple pleasures in life make them the happiest? Top 10 answers on the board. Fritchie wants me to work my way backwards, starting at number 10. She likes it better when we work our way backward.
I like the buildup.
The buildup, you know? Yes.
Like, I don't want you to come out of the gate with number one.
I understand. All right, number 10. Getting a match on a dating site. Yeah. How about some good home cooking?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Wearing clothes that make you feel good.
Or make me look skinny.
There you go. I came into work early this morning, and Fritz said, wow, you're here early. What's going on? I said, it was freezing cold in our house this morning. Why? Because Kristen doesn't want to turn the heat on.
Because it's spring.
Right. And we're going away. Mm-hmm. It was 62 degrees. So
that'll
I got out of bed. All I wanted to do was just put on some warm clothes, get into my nice warm car with the heated seats and the heated steering wheel.
And get the hell out of there.
Yes.
That's what I said to Jeff. You know what you need? You need a kid, because when you have a kid, you have to turn on the heat. Can't.
Why?
You can't.
My parents didn't.
Yeah.
Put on a sweatshirt if you're cold.
It's different now.
That's child abuse, Tim.
You have to, like, take care of them.
Oh. I'm just saying, I got my Duke bill yesterday. It was $100 less than the last month.
Sweet. Yeah.
Look
that's
you.
Nice. But
that
I said
was
to
real
Jeff,
nice.
I was
he
like,
freezed his nipples off.
Yeah. I said, what's $20? Turn the heat on for a couple of hours.
I know. But it's like when you're freezing cold, you don't dawdle. You just get going.
Yeah.
Right? That's what. That's why I was early this morning.
There you go.
Let's see. Number 7, seeing flowers and trees blossoming. She's so excited because her azaleas are blooming. Mm-hmm. And last year she was laying out the used coffee grounds in that little bed area. And it's paying off because they're brilliant and beautiful.
I love seeing all the redbud trees.
Oh, yeah. They're beautiful.
Spotting a bird you've never seen before.
No.
Not
just the other day you went.
I mean, that's different. That's an eagle. That wasn't
that's
like
a bird.
That's a big bird.
I got
a
woodpecker.
I got a woodpecker.
I got a woodpecker.
That bird is big.
We
my
do
backyard.
Too.
And that's pretty fun.
You
just
hear
to
it.
See. I've
as
never.
As long as he's not out of your house.
Right, exactly. But I mean, it's just funny to watch them just bang their face against
get crazy
the tree, and it's just I feel like that woodpecker someday.
Jeff is talking about the other day we went on an eagle hunt, Jen.
Yeah,
because I saw on my Facebook feed that there is an eaglelet
nest.
What
is?
I don't know.
Right,
there's a baby eagle at this park right across from where I live. It's called Heritage Park in Coleraine Township, and the eagle nest is very far away. Like it's across the East Miami River, but you can see it. If you go to Heritage Park.
Gotcha.
And so I was like, oh, that's what we're doing today. So we did go there and we did get to see it,
did
which
you
was
get
very
to see
neat.
It? Oh,
we didn't
awesome.
Get to see the mom was like sitting on it. Uh-huh. So you could just see the baby and the head of the mom.
Yeah.
But people that have gone there can see the mom and the dad and they're like flying around and stuff.
That's
but,
cool.
Yeah. It's kind of neat.
Eagle's Nest. I like that. It's a great name for a subdivision.
Eagle's Nest Roost is a camping site at Six Flags over St. Louis.
Really?
That I have camped at before.
Fine.
Mm-hmm. Number 5, doing exercise.
Yes.
Number 4, finishing a good book. Number 3, watching your favorite movie. Number 2, a nice dinner. And the number 1 answer on the board, drum roll please. listening to your favorite song.
Aww. Isn't that nice?
Yeah. I know. Cincinnati's Q102, Jeff and Jen, 19 after 7, sun and cloud mix. Temperatures near 58. Right now it's 34. There is a guy in Taiwan who got married last year. And there are some local labor laws that gave him 8 paid days off from his job at the bank after getting married.
Okay.
That's how they do it in this particular part of Taiwan. You get married, you get eight paid days off.
Wow, that's nice.
But once those 8 days were over, he divorced the woman.
Did he get remarried?
He married her again to get 8 more days. And then he did that again.
Oh, wow.
And again.
Really?
How many did he?
The guy wound up taking off 32 out of 37 days thanks to his 4 marriages, all to the same woman.
Funny that he was able to get away with it.
Well, the bank where he worked caught on pretty quickly to what he was doing, and they told him they would only pay him for the first 8 days.
Yeah.
So he files a complaint with the labor board, and the board actually took his side.
Oh, wow.
And the bank appealed it. The appeals board took his side. They both said that even though he did what he did was unethical, technically it was legal. The guy just found one hell of a loophole and took advantage of it. And they said, you got a problem with it, change the law.
You've got to give credit to people who can find these loopholes. they are creative.
So not only did the guy get his back pay, but the bank was fined $700.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And I bet they change it.
I'll bet they change that. They're going to tweak
that
law.
He has gone and ruined it for a lot of people.
I think so. Somebody's got to ruin it.
Mm-hmm.
Got another story of a guy who proposed to his girlfriend at a park in Savannah, Georgia. Love Savannah. Beautiful place.
I was just there a couple weeks ago.
You sure were.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. When you want to talk about flowers blooming, those azaleas down there were incredible.
I'll bet. An explosion of color. So he's proposing to his girlfriend at this park, and they're filming the whole thing. But then right after he proposed, a random guy wandered into their camera shot and appears to have confessed to a crime. As he walked by them, he was talking to himself loudly. And I'll play you a clip from the video so you can hear it for yourself.
Man, I got drunk, and I was driving, and I hit a woman. Somebody dressed like a woman. I'm not sure. I didn't stop.
He said he hit a woman?
Yeah. He says, I got bleep face drunk, and I was driving, and I hit a woman. Or somebody dressed like a woman.
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure. I didn't stop.
And I was driving, and I hit a woman. Somebody dressed like a woman. I'm not sure. I didn't stop.
Yeah, so the woman posted the video on TikTok, and now it's going viral. It's had more than 9 million views in just a few days. Is it real? Did this guy really confess to a hit and run? We're not sure. But people who are leaving comments on the video really seem to think this guy is telling the truth.
Huh.
So who knows?
Is there like an unsolved hit? Are they investigating?
That's what I'm wondering. You figure if there is some unsolved case of a hit and run that they would have picked up on that. But that's all we know for now, so we'll keep you updated. Meanwhile, Sour Patch Kids just announced they're releasing their first ever mystery flavor.
Mystery flavor? What flavors currently exist? I'm not a Sour Patch connoisseur.
I thought they all tasted the same.
Generic fruit overpowered by sour sugar.
Oh.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's what I thought, too.
I thought they all tasted like they were just different colors to trick the mind.
Well, it's like Skittles.
Yeah.
You think they're different flavors, but they're not.
Well, when you put 6 in your mouth at one time, it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't. No.
At least that's how I operate.
They do make those sour watermelons, though. I like those. Those taste different from Sour Patch Kids.
The packs with the mystery flavors are hitting stores now, and if you guess the flavor correctly, you will have a chance to win $50,000. You have until August 15th to enter.
And you know it's going to be something really funky and weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's or else everyone would be like, cherry. you
right.
know.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Panera just announced a new sweepstakes for Earth Day. They're giving out 30 Panera bicycles. And the bikes are cool. They're green, brown, and off-white. But their signature feature is a basket that looks just like a bread bowl. I love those bread bowls.
Oh, that's clever.
Yeah. I know. I love those creamy chicken soups in the sourdough bread bowl. Mm-hmm. Those are the best.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to win one, you can enter on their website by Earth Day, which is next Thursday. Someone in Daytona Beach, Florida, pulled up a drawbridge on Monday just as the traffic arm gate came down to block traffic because the bridge was opening. Have you ever seen that happen? Like, have you ever been driving and it's coming down and you're thinking, I could probably make it?
I've always wanted to do that. That's like, not that I want to fall into the water, but how much fun would it be to just full blast your car over an open bridge and make it to the other side?
Yeah, I think the old
Dukes of Hazzard style.
Yes, yeah. Like old movie style.
Right.
Now that the ramp was finished, General Lee was raring to take off like the Yankees at Manassas. That's Bull Run, all you folks up north.
There's my cousin Steven.
Yeah.
You the screaming just in enough time.
Oh, man, the bridge is out.
There he is. There he is.
Yep. There's an old, I think it's the old Caloosahatchee Bridge in Fort Myers that had a section of it, which was a drawbridge. And, you know, I traveled it enough that it was slow that you think, like, if you come right, if you time it just right, I used to think I could probably, but no, it just felt wrong. No.
Because you just, you just don't know how you're going to land, and it might mess up your car.
Yeah. But it was tempting, mm-hmm. you know, to mm-hmm. a 16-year-old kid.
Sure.
So let's see what happened. It seems like the person just thought the arm was a suggestion because they plowed right through it, sped up the bridge, and jumped as it was opening. Fortunately for them, the bridge was only a tiny bit open when they got to the gap, so they did make it across. And then they smashed the traffic arm on the other side as they drove away.
Oh.
The cops say they think they've identified the driver, and they're currently trying to track him or her down.
Hmm.
You know, I'm looking at this story off of the smoking gun, and what's even worse for this woman is she had to list all these items when she talked to the cops. Hmm. You sure you got yours under lock and key, Jen, so that if you get robbed, these won't be taken? Or if they do, are you just not going to admit to them being stolen?
I'm not sure.
Are you afraid to say, or are you really not sure?
What do you mean?
What are you talking about?
Well, there's a 37-year-old man in Pennsylvania. His name is Michael Holden. He broke into his neighbor's home last Tuesday while she was sleeping on the couch. He stole all of her bedroom toys. He also snagged her bank cards, $700 in cash, and a bunch of love toys. Now they couldn't
really find anything all that interesting at my house.
Oh no!
Would you have $700 in cash?
No.
No. Would you have $700 in love toys?
No. Remember I did a purge a couple years ago?
You got rid of that stuff?
I got rid of almost
She had a whole table of those at the farm.
Oh, my God.
At the sale.
Why did you get rid
of
them? Sale.
There were Jacob's toys, and then there were my toys.
Oh.
Yeah, his place is about a block from her house, and it sounds like they know each other. Another neighbor actually witnessed him breaking in, and just from the description, the woman knew exactly who it was. When she and her boyfriend confronted him, he admitted to it, and it turned out a neighbor's security camera also got him on video. So he is now facing charges for burglary, criminal trespass, and theft. It's not clear if the toys were recovered or if she even wants them back at this point.
Yeah, no, thanks.
Yeah.
Just file the insurance claim and get yourself some new ones.
Yeah.
That fall under your homeowner's
situation? I sure hope so.
With the kind of things that are available out there these days, I mean, my God.
Yeah. I mean, you easily could have $700 worth of.
You could have one or two things.
Yeah.
Right.
Worth $700.
And they're worth every penny, by golly.
And this has got to be the weirdest product shortage of this whole era. We're learning this morning that there is a shortage of garden gnomes right now because of supply chain issues caused by the pandemic. You got a few things going on. Of course, you had that ship that blocked the Suez Canal, which tied things up for days. Did you hear they impounded that ship too?
What?
They
impounded it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think they impounded the stuff on it, but the ship itself, and I think they're basically holding it for like a $9 million ransom or something like that.
$900 million.
Oh, wow.
As like a fine.
Yeah, because essentially because that particular ship blocked the canal for 6 days, it was like hundreds of millions of dollars of like rerouting and making things happen. So they want that company to foot the bill.
Sure.
Yep. So you got that going on, plus you got a crap load of container ships that are just parked bottleneck style off the coast of Los Angeles right now. So, you know, COVID is just a lack of personnel or restrictions and all that stuff has just slowed everything down. So you're going to see things like garden gnome shortages, among other things, cropping up. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.